This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdal. President Obama met with the new president of Afghanistan, Ashraf Ghani, at the White House today, a meeting of which there is substantive news to report. The United States is now going to keep about 10,000 troops in country through the end of this year. That's about twice as many troops as the White House had been planning on until not too long ago. With that in mind, a story now about defense contracting in a time of defense drawdowns. Right now, the Army's official handgun is made by Beretta, but that contract is up for only the third time ever, which makes it quite the opportunity for gun makers. Marketplace's Tim Fitzsimmons has that story.
When Beretta won the Army's contract back in 1985, it was something of a coup for the Italian company. Up to that point, it was best known for making boutique hunting rifles. Its Accokeek, Maryland headquarters is where the Army's M9s have been manufactured since 1987. At the height of the Army contract, it employed around 500 people, but today it's about 300. Around the factory floor, the iconic form of the gun takes shape as giant machines mill hunks of steel into frames. And workers screw in the individual components by hand. Gabriel DiPlano is Beretta's VP of Military Marketing and Sales. He says when they won the contract, the impact was immediate.
Law enforcement agencies started to adopt the Beretta M9 or the equivalent commercial version. A lot of state police agencies adopted the M9. The civilian market all of a sudden took a greater note of our products.
But the Army's new request for proposals for a modular handgun system is a sign that the military isn't satisfied with the M9. There are some well-known complaints. Its magazines get stuck in hot, sandy environments like Iraq, and its grip is too big for those with small hands, like women soldiers. So Beretta updated its M9 with some new features.
So the M93 is the latest and greatest generation of M9 pistols. The pistol itself operates exactly the same way, which is one of the advantages. If you know how to shoot this pistol, you know how to shoot the new pistol, our new M9A3.
Beretta submitted this new version, the M9A3, as an engineering change proposal to the existing contract. It fixed many of the well-known complaints about the gun. But the Army didn't bite.
We haven't given up, though. We're going to keep on proposing it as a solution.
So essentially, the Pentagon has thrown open the doors to industry-wide competition. Brian Friel, a government contracts analyst with Bloomberg Intelligence, says it's no wonder Beretta is trying to keep its contract. It's about more than the money.
The value of a government contract is beyond its nominal dollar amount because there's something of a good housekeeping stamp of approval that comes with the Army or another major agency picking your gun as the one that it's going to put in soldiers' hands.
That nominal dollar amount is actually low in the grand scheme of Pentagon acquisitions. The Department of Defense has only spent about $400 million over the 30-year life of the Beretta contract. Contrast that with the overall civilian gun market in America, which is worth about $7 billion per year, or the hundreds of billions of dollars spent on the yet-to-be-delivered F-35 fighter jet. So companies want to win this contract not just to get the government's money, but to be the Army's gun. But this time, things are different, according to Mike Green, an analyst with Avascent, a defense consulting firm.
There are 6, 7, 8 million concealed carry holders in the country, which is a larger number than a lot of people realize. And those people are carrying a firearm. Those are regular civilians that are carrying a firearm every day.
So in a way, Green says, that's put the cart before the horse.
Interestingly, though, in this case, the consumer market may actually drive what the military chooses. The research and development is all on the consumer side.
Even if Beretta doesn't win this contract, there's a light at the end of the tunnel. Its predecessor, the Colt M1911, was the Army's gun for 70 years. And to this day, it still has a devoted following. In Washington, I'm Tim Fitzsimmons for Marketplace.